Sunshine Coast, spanning over 60 kilometres of stunning beach coastline and scenic picturesque hinterland, making it the ideal location for your wedding.
Yes, welcome along to the Sunshine Coast Weddings Podcast. My name is Lee Bevington, and this week we've decided to delve into the world of photography with a local photographer by the name of Kelly Burnett. She's been on the coast quite some time now, and her work is absolutely incredible. Kelly Burnett from Kelly B Photography joins me right now. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Lee. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are most welcome. So, Kelly B Photography, let's go back to its origins. How did you get started as a wedding photographer?
So, I started in about 15 or so years ago. I'd been in Brisbane at the time and had my first child, so looking for a bit of a change in career that could have a bit more flexibility. So, somehow I ended up doing photography, started with portraits, and then soon after got into weddings, which has been my main focus most of the time, actually.
Where did you learn the craft of photography? Did you do a few courses, or you bought yourself an SLR and just sort of taught yourself?
I did a course initially.
Yeah.
It was just a really brief tape course, and the majority after that, I guess, was self-taught. And then I did do the diploma about 5 years ago now.
And your style, I mean, it's quite incomparable to other wedding photographers that I've seen. I think it has to do with the colour palette almost. It's almost like pastel-y sort of colours that you use in your photos.
Yeah, I think there's a trend these days to, a bit darker and muted colours. While I like that, I do feel like having pseudo-life colour is something that is not going to date. So I try not to alter the colours, really, and just give people a classic edit that hopefully they can enjoy for years to come.
Yeah, the other thing I like about your photos is they're quite candid. Is this a style that sort of has been a trend for a few years now in wedding photography?
I think it always has been. There's always components of a wedding that are a bit more posed, I suppose. I guess my personality, I don't like to interfere an awful lot on the day. As much as possible, just capture it as it happens. I do, however, give some guidance on what's going to make the best photo, where to stand and things like that. But there's a big mix throughout the day, depending on, ceremonies completely candid, family photos, not at all. So, there's a bit of variety through the day.
I've worked with you quite a few times, and one thing I've noticed is you don't have a second shooter. There's a lot of photographers that have a second shooter, but you seem to be able to capture all those moments all by yourself. What's the trick? How do you do it?
Well, there's times I've had a second shooter and I don't feel it's often needed, but it's nice to have. So I think it's nice having that company on the day and having a bit of a backup or someone that can capture something from a different angle. But I don't think it's necessary all the time. Generally in the scheduling of the day, allowing enough time for those components helps. Yeah, that's just something I've always done. I enjoy it that way.
And the way you go about it, is it having two cameras on you at once with different lenses to sort of capture, far and near?
Yeah, I always have a couple of bodies because just for backup, if something was to go wrong with one camera, then I've got a spare. So I do have quite different lenses on each camera. That way I'm not sort of slowing down by changing lenses all the time.
You've got quite a history here on the Sunshine Coast with the bridal industry, not only the photography side, but you're also used to be part of a local magazine. Is this sort of the natural transition from photography into publishing?
Yeah, well, Sunshine Coast Bride started probably 14 or so years ago now, and myself and another wedding expert in floral, Mondo Floral Designs, we, just through a lack of advertising options, I guess, especially in print at the time, so that's why that started. And I guess over the years, we've seen a decline in print publications, so, and, you know, move towards digital advertising. So we finished that up a couple of years ago, but it was around 10 years.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Some of the articles in there and the images, obviously captured by yourself. It was really good to have, you know, a world-class publication right here on the Sunshine Coast. But like you said, it's all gone online these days. So, yeah, the market's sort of died in print. In terms of, like, moving forward with wedding photography and so forth, where do you see trends sort of moving these days? What are clients asking for?
Well, at the current moment, I'm seeing a lot, due to COVID, a lot of smaller, you know, elopement style weddings. I mean, that sort of seems to be in the near future what's going to happen. Hopefully we'll see a return of the larger weddings in the future when everything gets back to normal. But yeah, I don't think there's been a massive change in the size of weddings and the type of weddings. You always get, you know, fashion changes with those sorts of things. But, yeah, at the moment it's quite a different situation. Quite unique.
Would you say there's more elopements now than ever before?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said, I think that's a lot to do with COVID at the moment. But, yeah, we'll see how things change in the future.
So when it comes to booking you as a photographer, what's the process? Do you have consultations and show people some of your work and then sort of ask a lot of questions to get ideas of what photos they're into, what styles?
Yeah, so it kind of depends on the couple, because some people I don't meet with until the day and they're quite comfortable with that. Others I will meet with. So a lot of them, because the Sunshine Coast is a destination wedding area, they're not local, so they're quite happy to have a chat, maybe even a Zoom meeting. But yeah, I would say less and less people are actually coming and looking through physical albums and that sort of thing. So maybe it's because people are time poor, or I think with vendors on the Sunshine Coast, there's a lot of referrals between each other, so there's already I guess, trust established. But after people decide they want to book, it's all pretty much booking online and lots of emails back and forth, just confirming all the details. So, yeah, pretty straightforward.
I'm going to put you on the spot here to sell yourself. Yeah. Your photography, from a, you know, obviously I used you for my wedding many, many years ago, and I was a fan long before that. What sets you apart from other photographers? What is it, do you think, that is different for what you offer couples and, say, you know, other photographers?
Oh, look, I think there's a lot of similarities between photographers. I do have a very relaxed style. I'm not in your face. I like to kind of disappear in the background a bit. I do try and capture everything. I like to capture all the details and the things that might maybe seem insignificant to other photographers, because I think all of those things sort of tell a bit of the story of the day. Yeah, so I think that's the main difference.
I'll just give an example of that. I remember when you were photographing my wedding, you took a photo of my socks because I didn't have dress socks on the day. I just had shorts, sports socks. So that's the kind of details that you capture that, you know, not necessarily other photographers would come across.
Yeah, I think it's little things like, you know, the mother of the groom ironing the shirt before the ceremony, or there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that, yeah, unless you're there and experience, you don't realise the significance of certain things. So I think the more you can capture, the better.
The day of a photographer is quite long. What time would you often start your day on the day of a wedding?
It varies depending on the wedding day. You know, often it's around lunchtime.
Yeah.
And, you know, the average for me coverages go from sort of bride prep to maybe just the start of the reception, or until the, you know, the first dance. So I'm finding some people are just booking kind of a 5-hour package, or others are going to 8 to 10 hours. So it really depends on what the couple want and what their structure of their day is.
Yeah, it sounds like the key is flexibility, definitely catering to the client and their needs and so forth.
Yeah, but I'm also offering, you know, if you only want an hour or two, that's an option as well, because not everybody wants or needs the same coverage.
Yeah. Awesome. Kelly, thank you so much for chatting to us today on the Sunshine Coast Wedding Podcast. How do we find out more about you and your amazing business?
Well, my website is kellybphotography.com.au. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all of those.
So, all the socials, yeah. You're there.
Yep. Sure.
Awesome stuff. Kelly, thanks again for joining us on the Sunshine Coast Weddings Podcast.
Thanks, Lee.
The Sunshine Coast Weddings Podcast was hosted by Lee Bevington and produced by Matt Fulton Productions. Belinda Cotton speaking.